Today is Wednesday, January 1st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Bloody Mary Day. It's also National Hangover Day. And last but not least, it's New Year's Day. Happy New Year, everyone. Do you make New Year resolutions? I don't really make resolutions. I do use it as a time to reset a little bit. And what I mean by that is, for instance, as you all know, I'm constantly... Ooh, I burped and a little acid reflux or something. As you all know, I'm constantly yo-yo dieting because I want to be at a certain weight and it doesn't happen, or I gain it back, etc., etc. And so I, last year, as you guys know, it was not a New Year resolution. I think I even started before the new year, technically. I think I was at a Christmas party and I was like, I'm going to download Noom and start using it. So it wasn't technically even a New Year thing because I started it before, but you know, and I lost around 30 pounds and then I had one vacation and I was good. I was like, oh, I gained a few pounds, but not much. And then I lost more. And then I went on another vacation and then another vacation. And now it has been a struggle to get back on. And as I've said, I have gained some back, not all. And, but I'm making a recommitment, not as a New Year's resolution, just I decided I'm recommitting for 2025 to continue this journey, not to start over. I didn't gain all of it back. I've still lost, you know, weight. I haven't weighed in. I was 174. So that would still be about a 20-pound loss for the year. But that was a week or two ago. So I don't know if I've gained anything else since I weighed. But I'll just say, I know I at my lowest, I was in the low 160s, like 162, 163. So I know I gained at least 10 pounds back because I was 174. But regardless, there is still weight loss, and I can still continue on that trajectory. So it's not a resolution. It's just a, hey, I'm renewing my commitment to continuing this journey. Weight loss, as with all things, when you graph them, generally there are bumps. There's ups and downs, just like the stock market. But when you expand it out, you should see a trend. I want my trend to be weight loss, at least until I get to my final goal, which is around 145 to 150. It's more about fitting into things, but I know that's where I like how I look the most, is around 145, 150. So there you go. So it's just a recommitment. But do you guys do any sort of New Year's resolutions? I don't know. You can text or call. Don't forget about that. You can contact, or you can email. All of those things are at your fingertips to let me know what you are doing for the year. So anyway, Happy New Year's to everyone, like I said. And as I'm recording this, actually re-recording this, I don't know what's wrong with my mixer the past couple of days. Last night I recorded, and then I tried to drag the files onto my Mac so I could edit them. And it said, it was some weird error message. I don't remember what it was, but basically the files were corrupted. So I had to re-record it that I told you about. I told you about that on the Tuesday episode. And then I'm recording this Tuesday evening before we go to dinner. I recorded it. I ended the recording. I did what I always do, hit transfer files, and it did something weird. I don't remember, but it wouldn't let me hit transfer files. It was just sitting there. It was grayed out. So I rebooted the mixer. Then I was able to hit the transfer files button. And when I transferred them, they were all like 300 kilobytes, which is tiny. It's not enough. It's not enough. Generally, it's at least a meg per. Well, that's for MP3. It's even more. It's even more for WAV files. So I don't remember exactly. Let me just go look. I know you guys are super interested to know what my normal file sizes are. So the WAV files are around, for my microphone, it's around 152 megabytes for 12 minutes, let's say. It was 300 and something kilobytes. I was like, oh my God. I was like, maybe it's there. Maybe I'm just something screwed up. I pulled it over. Nope. It was a tiny, like 2 second silent clip. There was nothing on it. So I'm re-recording this now, trying to remember what I said, which, as you guys know, is always a challenge for me to remember what I said. So there you go. So anyway, the other thing that I talked about is, you know, the other things that I do that are not New Year's resolutions, but I'm all about setting goals for myself. And one of the goals that I set in 2024, as you guys would remember or recall, is that I want to start towards working my way ever so slowly towards a new career. Or a new role, not really a new, it's still in IT, but I want to be on the technical side. I want to do development. So I decided I was going to learn React, which is a framework for web and mobile development. And I've been taking a course. And so but my idea is to set up a website that's a portfolio. So, you know, have a glamour shot of me, a little bio, maybe a resume, and then a portfolio of different React mobile apps and websites that I've created. And I really haven't created any up to this point other than in the course that I'm taking. And I was thinking, sure, but maybe the projects that you do in courses are used by every other Joe who has taken the same course, and these interviewers may have seen all of these. They're like, oh, yeah, that's from the Udemy course. I've seen that a million times. So I may do some of those, or I may put some of those up and just say, hey, this is as I was learning. But I want to do some that actually are useful that people use. And this podcast map thing for Fatty was the perfect start because it's pretty simple. There's not much to it. It's just got a map and a little form to add yourself, a header, footer. You know, that's pretty much it. And so, I've been working on it just for a couple of days and it's almost done. And that'll be the first thing I put on my portfolio. Right now it's just his map, but like I told you guys, I'm gonna make it into more of a platform so other podcasters can use it as well, is my goal. I mean, I know this is not a thing that podcasters do as much anymore, but since I've already spent the work on creating one, it won't take that much more to add the functionality to build other maps in the same site, basically. And why not? Because that'll look more impressive anyway. So that, and you know, there are some things like a better way for us to collect our contact and mark it off as read or played or whatever on the show would be another app that I could build. There's some other ideas that I have. So anyway, I'm going to do that. So that, not a New Year's resolution, because again, I didn't wait till New Year's. I do set goals. So there you go. Speaking of the map, just to let you guys know, I don't remember where I was this morning, but to let you guys know where I am now, everything is done. Except for adding Fatty's face somewhere. He didn't tell me where he wanted it, but he sent me that. And he said, try to use the image of the villa. But again, he didn't tell me where. So I'm trying to figure out like where to put. And I don't even know where I get the image of the villa. But I'm going to call him or email him or whatever and ask. I've got to do those. And then the email functionality that I'm pretty sure I mentioned when I recorded the Tuesday episode. I struggled and struggled and struggled and could not get it to work. Had to rip it all out and go back to without it. But so I may deliver something to Fatty without the email functionality. It's more around authenticating with Gmail because I was just going to use a Gmail email account and it's acting weird. So I may have to do some more research on that, but I wanted to get him something to test. So I'm hoping, again, to get something rolled out later tonight that he can test, even though I don't have that one feature. So soon, all of you will be able to go and add yourself to Fatty's ham map. The other thing that I've been working on is the 3D printer. I printed out the poop, the 3D printer poop holder. It's a little rough, but it looks good. It's the largest thing I've printed so far. And I have some other ideas on what my next project is going to be. And it's going to be a stabilizer for this cup holder for the center console thing that Mark and I have that we bought to sit on the couch. It's hard to explain, but that's my next project. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.